ABC Radio Australia.
Two types of COVID-19 vaccines are now on offer in Vanuatu after the Prime Minister launched a rollout of Sinopharm this week. Bob Loffman was the first to receive the Chinese-made vaccine on Tuesday alongside Chinese diplomats. His decision to take Sinopharm instead of AstraZeneca has raised some questions, as Marion Farr reports.
In Vanuatu, the rollout of the Chinese-made Sinopharm vaccine is getting underway. Vanuatu's Prime Minister Bob Loffman became the first person to receive the vaccine alongside other government ministers and Chinese diplomats on Tuesday. 20,000 doses of Sinopharm were donated by the Chinese government to help with Vanuatu's COVID-19 response. It was approved for use by the World Health Organization last month. It's the second coronavirus vaccine now available in the country after the Oxford AstraZeneca was launched earlier this month, donated through the global COVAX facility. At the time, Vanuatu's opposition leader, Ralph Reganvanu, was the first to roll up his sleeve and get the jab. Now, some questions are being asked about why the Prime Minister decided to wait and get the Chinese-made Sinopharm.
I saw that three ministers, including the prime minister of the same political party, taking that shot with the Chinese ambassador. I think there's some diplomatic play is in there as well, yeah.
Matai Seremaia is a member of Vanuatu's opposition party. He says there may be a number of other reasons why the PM chose to take Sinopharm, including to convince people of its safety and efficacy in protecting them against the virus.
I think it would be best that some other leaders take the Sinopharm just to give that comfort to the public.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that Sinopharm was 72% effective against symptomatic COVID-19, and recent updates from AstraZeneca suggest it has efficacy of 76%. In Vanuatu, people are free to choose which vaccine they get, if any. But Mr. Seremaia is concerned about consequences if citizens start to prioritise one vaccine over the other. AstraZeneca has a shorter shelf life than Sinopharm, so it needs to be administered more quickly.
In the initial stages when the health authorities came and gave an awareness to us members of parliament, and they were stating that they would want to complete the rollout of the AstraZeneca before starting the rollout of the Sinopharm.
He says there's a risk vaccines could go to waste.
Yeah, I think if people are starting to choose Sinopharm over AstraZeneca, I think that will definitely be an issue with the shelf life of AstraZeneca that will be left and no other choice but to dispose the stock. And yeah, that's definitely could be an issue.
Mr. Seremaia says he'll get vaccinated when the rollout reaches his electorate on the island of Santo next month. But across the country, not everyone is convinced about getting the vaccine. Anne Pacoa had her AstraZeneca immunisation a couple of weeks ago, but admits it was a difficult decision at first, with vaccine conspiracies widespread online. Health experts, though, have repeatedly rejected the claims and say the vaccines are overwhelmingly safe.
You know, I had to just sit and reassess myself and pray that the move that I was taking was a just decision, not for myself, but for others as well.
Ms. Pacoa says she felt it was important to get immunised because she's often interacting with people in her work with the Vanuatu Human Rights Coalition and Vanuatu Young Women for Change.
I was really phobia about losing that faith, about losing the presence of Jesus in my heart. But when I actually stepped forward and took it, you know, I still feel okay. I still feel the Lord's presence. And so, yeah, that's my personal testimony about the vaccine.
And she says it's encouraging to see the country's leaders getting vaccinated too.
So I think we really owe it to our leaders for taking up the courage and the confidence to step forward to take up the vaccine. Despite what everyone's saying about the vaccines and, you know, the spiritual negativity and all that's going on.
Anne Pacoa from the Vanuatu Human Rights Coalition, ending Marion Farr's report.